Coach Mike Houston on signing day.
94-3 the game, and this is the early signing day press conference for Coach Mike Houston, who's taking the podium right now.
Good afternoon. What an exciting day for East Carolina football. The first national signing day with our new coaching staff and being here at ECU. And I'll tell you, I don't know if it could have went much smoother than it did this morning. We had 18 committed student athletes coming into this morning, and I stand here with you today with 18 signees. So 18 for 18 is a good start to the recruiting season for the 2019 class. I do want to start out just saying, Coach Scotty Montgomery and his staff did a really good job, with these young men. A lot of them were committed to his staff, and I think it's only right that we give them the credit for the hard work they put into, getting these guys acclimated to East Carolina University. Now, we did have a lot of work to do in the last couple of weeks. We had some guys that had decommitted. We did add some new players to the list, but overall, this class has been one that's been an evolving process for about the last year. So, the class ranges with 18 players. They range seven states. And if you look at a map, those seven states that are represented in the class, they do basically cover the geographic footprint that we plan to recruit here at ECU. So it's a good kind of way of looking at what we're going to recruit moving farther. Of the 18, eight of them are mid-year enrollees, meaning that they will be here with us in January, be here with us for spring practice, be starting school, which I think is a tremendous jump start for a new coaching staff. We have pushed back spring practice a little bit to, number one, give our coaching staff time to be together, evaluate our current student athletes here on the roster, and get acclimated with the new signees. And that way we can also, get everybody acclimated to our schemes on both sides of the ball and with special teams. So eight mid-year guys, seven on defense, nine on offense, one specialist and one athlete. That one athlete, Juwan Powell, is one that I do think could be, a special player on either side of the football. So we're going to evaluate him this spring. He'll be here with us January 5th. And we'll decide, where he's going to be for the fall after the spring. So 11 from the state of North Carolina, which I said at my introductory press conference that we are going to recruit aggressively the state of North Carolina. So I think this class does represent that kind of commitment. Five from the eastern part of the state. This is our region, and we want to be this region's team. So we're going to aggressively go after all the top-tier talent year in and year out in the eastern part of North Carolina and the state itself. 16 high school signees today and two junior college signees. I do think that the junior college route will be part of our signing class probably year in and year out. But we're always going to try to major in high school players that we will bring in here and develop within our program moving forward. So, all in all, I think a very, very talented class. I said it to our staff earlier today, if we had been here for 2 years and this is the class we signed today, I would be ecstatic about this class. This is a quality group of young men, strong character, integrity, academically fit East Carolina University. They are talented. They are going to be players, a lot of them that will be immediate impacts with our program, but really excited about this class. Our staff has worked, 24/7 since they've been hired and have been really all over the Eastern Seaboard to meet with these players. We have had a face-to-face meeting with every single one of these since being hired. I have seen every single one of these recruits face-to-face except one who, because of an all-star game, it really restricted my access to him. But I've had a lot of phone conversations with that young man, Patrick Nations. Coach Roy Tesh actually flew down and met him, right before he got to the all-star site, which was the last time we were going to have access to him before the dead period. So a lot of effort went into recruiting this class and getting them signed. Really excited about it. We do have a couple of scholarships remaining, which have we have very specific needs with those scholarships moving forward. And so that's, you know, the month of January, when we get off the dead period, the month of January we'll be committed to filling these last couple of scholarships with the specific needs that we have, and also, you know, aggressively getting started on the 2020 class. So with all that being said, questions about the class or anything with the program?
Coach, with the changeover, with the staff coming here, talk about winning some of these guys over that wanted to kind of meet the new staff and before they made their final decision, and some of them
right.
already knew.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them we knew, because if you look at the footprint of our recruiting geographic area and you look at the general area that we recruited from at James Madison University, it's the same area. So a lot of these guys we've known for an extended period of time. Some of them we've been recruiting since, you know, well back into their junior year in high school, so we always already had some previous relationships. You know, that being said, a lot of them we didn't know, or they didn't know how we would use them here. And there were, you know, you had several decommitments in the last month, and so we did have some pretty aggressive work to do. And, you know, with a class this talented, you know, we had a lot of schools coming in on these guys very, you know, very aggressively. So it was important for us to get face-to-face with them. It was important for us to establish relationships with them and their parents, or to reaffirm some relationships about what we're going to be here, how the program is going to be run. But I can say that we were very successful, obviously, with the signing class today.
Demetrius Mooney was a guy that you guys right. had the relationship with dating back to James Madison. Just how important was it to add him after, you know, coming here and recruit him a little bit previously?
Well, I think you look, you know, one of the top running backs in the state of North Carolina, Shrine Bowl running back, previously committed to Purdue, wanted to stay close to home. And, you know, somebody that we had a relationship with. You know, I'm from the western part of the state, so I know that area very well, know some of his high school coaches. And, you know, we talked about what style of offense we're going to run here. And he is that style of running back. He's an every down back. He's a big, strong, physical runner that has speed and athleticism. He's a guy that can hold up on third down and pass protection, can catch the ball out of the backfield, but he also can be a first and second down back as well. So, you know, he's a great addition to the signing class.
From a positional standpoint, what are some of the needs that you still would like to fill or address?
Well, I think you're probably looking at you know, maybe a couple on the defensive side of the ball, you know, a lineman and possibly one other position, and then probably one more skilled player on offense.
Would that be through the JUCO route or through some high school?
You know, we talked about this morning. It could be either. We are going to evaluate the best available. You know, if we found a quality older player, that would be fine. At the same time, if it's a high school player that's the caliber that we feel like will excel in this league, we'll go that route. But we're looking at best available.
How did you, or what went into the decision making of transferring Jeremy Lewis into the tight end role instead of defense?
Well, I think number one, you know, there's a young man that could no doubt be an impact player on both sides of the ball. You know, you could have played him at defensive end, and he would be a, you know, a really top end player there. He also, you look at his high school film, his performance, you watch him play basketball, he certainly is a an elite athlete on the offensive side of the ball as well. With our style of offense, we're going to be a lot of 11 personnel, and so we like having a guy that can be a great, you know, mover in the backfield, inline blocker, and also a guy we can split out, match up with safeties and linebackers one-on-one, particularly in the red zone, and he's that kind of athlete. And we just felt like for what the program needed and for what his skill set was, that he fit us better there. And in speaking with him about it, he was really excited about that opportunity.
How important was it for you to keep the Pitt County kids? Because, you know, when the transition right. came in, that had to be
I think that's critical. You know, we talk about Eastern North Carolina, but particularly the local area talent. You know, we want to, as much as we can, put a rope around those kids because, you know, this is the hometown team. You know, the more in the area players that we can have on our roster, then obviously the more it's going to generate excitement in the local community. And, you know, the players that we sign from the local area are really top-end players, and I think all of them will have an impact on our program pretty quickly.
What was the message going into those meetings? Because we spoke with them earlier today, and they all said they felt like a priority to you guys.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing. We talked about, you know, mom and dad being able to see them, you know, every home game, you know, having their friends and family, being able to be there to support them. And so many of them, as you talk to them, they grew up, you know, going to ECU games and seeing Dowdy Ficklin pack 55,000, you know, in a great atmosphere and a winning tradition. And so a lot of them have grown up wanting to be here. And so I think, you know, it works out to where, you know, we want them here, they want to be here, so it's a perfect match.
With the kids that had decommitted, what was your message to talk to them again? And then also, did you have to weigh whether it was worth the time since your time was limited?
Well, I think number one, you know, the ones that did decommit, you look at, you know, is this someone that is the caliber that we want? Okay, and obviously the ones we signed were, because we worked very, very hard to get them recommitted. And then the message to them, you know, was really just a, you know, this is who we are. This is how we're going to do things. You already know East Carolina, but, you know, these are your coaches. I'm your head coach. This is what we're about. This is how we're going to operate, and just really selling them on the dream of what we're going to create here. And, you know, I said it when I took this job, you know, East Carolina University and the football program here has always been something that's special. We have a passionate fan base. This is a football school. This is somewhere that you can win and win at a high level. And, you know, these players share the same dream with me.
Coach, how instrumental was the current players in getting these new guys to campus?
Well, I think it had a strong part there, because they obviously had some relationships previously with the guys that had been committed. And so, you know, those relationships there helped, especially with Hosey and Bailey, who were a little bit older, because they had bonded a little bit with some of the older players right there. So, and, you know, every time you have players here for an official visit, you know, you're going to pair them up with our current student athletes. And even last weekend, after our guys were gone, done with final exams, home for Christmas break, we had several of them, you know, stick around or come over to help us out with the recruiting weekend, because we needed that last weekend to kind of seal the deal with a couple of players.
How much do the new redshirt rules help the coaching staff, especially new coaching staff, in terms of evaluation of especially new players? And do you talk to recruits when you meet with them at all about the possibility of playing early versus redshirting?
Right. Yeah, no, we talk to them all about it. And I think it's a great rule. You know, we used it extensively last year at JMU. You know, we'll obviously use it here at ECU this fall. But, you know, it gives you the ability to play a player when needed and still save the red shirt. It allows you to evaluate them in game situations. It allows you to maybe hold a player that's not ready in the first half of the year but is, you know, quickly improving, and you'll play him down the stretch and still save the year. There's always, you know, with those players that you do play, there's always going to come that point where you get to that four game and you got to decide, you know, that fifth game is where the red shirt's burnt. And so then it's, you know, how big of an impact are they going to have on winning, and just what the situation is there at that position. But I think it is a good rule.
This is the second year of the early signing period. Are you a fan of it? Would you like to see it change at all, or what's your thoughts on it?
Where I was at my previous institution, I'm probably not a fan. Where I am here, I probably am a fan. It's just because so many things with the playoff system at FCS, you know, got so muddled up with the early signing day. Here at the FBS, I do think what it allows you to do is, you know, we signed 18 guys that were committed to East Carolina University. And that allows us to have that done, you know, and we have 8 enrolling mid-year. So we've got a lot of our work done with this class. Now we have a couple of scholarships and very specific needs. So you can really put all of your resources into, you know, those particular key ones and get started on the 2020 class. So I think for that situation moving forward, it's a good thing. Anything else? Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, still in the air, man. Where do you want to go?
You're right here? As long as you're good.
Sure.
Well, you know what I know.